It is time for us to take a look at the 4th of July holiday weekend forecast, which runs today through Monday. And a man who will be spending at home. No, actually, he's going to the lake. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Have you had a problem with Skype?
Oh, no. You know, it updated, so I expected a problem.
Oh, okay.
But the problem didn't come for once.
Thank goodness. And there will be a couple of problems for the holiday weekend weather. We'll talk about it. Today will be a sunny to partly cloudy, more humid and hot day, low to mid-90s. Now, could there be showers and thunderstorms very late this afternoon? Yes. The better chance is tonight. And we'll just ignore that phone call because I have no idea who that is. But anyhow, I expect showers and thunderstorms to develop this evening in the low 70s. It'll be hazy and humid with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, some severe. And the best chance of that would be afternoon, 80 to 85. That will move out tomorrow night. Sun and clouds, less humid weather Sunday, middle 80s, sun and some clouds Monday, middle 80s. So we've been preaching this all week long. Again, the problem does appear now, unfortunately. I know you were saying there were festivities tonight, and we weren't really thinking of showers and thunderstorms tonight, and if we were, it was going to be after midnight, but now they look like they could be moving in before dark.
So we might have to worry about that this evening.
Yeah, that's a problem. I don't believe they'll be severe. Tomorrow is a threat for severe weather.
Yeah, well, when you get the temperatures in the 90s and some humidity, and then you go into the evening hours, that's how the thunderstorms build up.
Yeah, that's exactly how they build up. And again, timing is always a problem. Not just in the summertime, wintertime as well, but in the summertime, it's even a bigger problem because it is hard to figure out when these showers and storms will pop up or will they go from one area to another. If they were doing that, and we could just track it, we could get a good handle on it. But that's not the case. A lot of times, like you just mentioned, because of the heat and humidity, thunderstorms will just build up. And, you know, there could be one over Poughkeepsie at 4 o'clock, and then there could be one over Fairfield at 5 o'clock. There's no way of knowing.
Yeah, but also we live to the west of the big mountains, and they do form more frequently over the mountains and come this way, it seems.
Yeah, they do. They do. And that only complicates the forecast as far as timing. We have the mountains. We have sometimes ocean air. And then, of course, you have the moisture that comes all the way this way from the Gulf of Mexico, which brings in the humidity and the whole bit. So there's a lot of things sort of congealing, and that's what we have to put together and come up with. But, you know, certainly tomorrow, you know, will be kind of tricky if you're having a barbecue. You're going to have to keep an eye to the sky. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Well,
so that is the scoop there. There is still that tropical disturbance now that is moving toward Central America. It has not been christened Bonnie because there still isn't a defined circulation. 40-mile-per-hour winds. That is expected to move across Central America and then into the Pacific. The system that was along the Texas coast probably will never develop, but it'll just bring heavy rain to the Texas-Louisiana coastlines for the 4th of July weekend. So that's the tropics, and that's that. I'm staying put tomorrow.
Okay, so you're not going to the lake tomorrow?
No, I'm going Sunday, come back Monday.
Okay.
I'm very uneasy as far as what's going on up at the lake. You probably hear me talking a lot about my friend David and his wife, Elena.
Yeah.
Elena is the blonde, the very attractive blonde who plays in a lot of our movies. And she sings.
Yep. She's the one that sings, yeah.
Right. That's Elena. And David goes from time to time, plays a couple of little small parts, but he's also really great at carpentry, so he helps build the sets and all of that stuff. So yesterday, they're in Nashville. that's where they're vacationing right now, in Nashville. Pretty hot there too, by the way. And I emailed them, and I told them that we're not going to be doing Super 8. And I told them, you know, part of the problem is that we just can't shoot at night, and to do post-production and take all the daytime shoots and convert them to night and post-production will take forever. So it's just too much of a job. Huh. So we're going to go, as I told you, we're going to try one of those two movies. He wrote back to say that him and his wife were talking about it, and they have a band that they have tried to organize.
Yeah.
And he said she doesn't know if she could be in the movie this year. He said, and we're thinking that maybe we'll just take a year off. So I kind of took it. Of course, I take it personal, and I also took it as a big slap in the face because I depend on him to help me with all of the stuff, the camera work, the lighting, the audio, everything. So that sort of dropped out. And she is one of our prime actresses, so I don't know how we do either one of these movies without having a prime actress. So I did write to the board yesterday to tell them that, you know, the Lake movie era could be coming to an end. Because I'm truly not going to beg people to do these movies.
And you can't do the set building and designing all at the same time. You can't. It's impossible.
It's very hard. So they put out an email yesterday, a blanket email to the all the membership. And it was worded very nicely. You know, looking for behind the scenes as well as in front of the scenes. So we'll see if we get any kind of response. So far, I have not.
A tradition could be coming to an end.
Yep. I'm reluctant not to do that. I'm reluctant right now because I know that if I took the year off, there's a good chance
it won't come back.
You got it. So I'm still pushing forward that maybe we could do one of these movies.
You can't put yourself in the position where you're gonna do extra work. You can't. You got to draw the line somewhere, Pat, because otherwise they'll expect that for everything.
Yeah, I know.
You have to draw the line somewhere. Tradition be damned. Really, I'm sorry. It's not like we're 25 years old anymore.
Yeah, that's the other problem. You're right.
It's, we know what we want to do, but sometimes we forget what we can't do anymore.
You know, the other movie, which is I forgot the name of it, but I gave you the two movies. What was it? I did look at the one that Never Too Late. That takes place at a veterans nursing home, and they escape. They want to try to get out of it,
yeah.
And they escape. It's a heartwarming movie. I'm thinking along the lines that there wouldn't be much in the way of sets, because I'd just convert the studio into, quote, the nursing home, and I'd have one portion as the rec room and have the other portion as their sleeping quarters and stuff like that. So I'm thinking that part could be real easy, but I need to look at it again to see who would play the leads and if we have those people available right now.
Yeah, she was a good singer. She was a very good, she's probably the lead of everybody.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, between me, you, and the 7,000 people that are listening right now, I'm wondering if when she looked at Super 8, Spielberg Super 8, and she was going to be the girl. You know, there was the little girl in that group. She was going to be the little girl. Now, you know as well as I do, that little girl doesn't have that big of a part.
Yeah.
Because halfway through the movie, she gets captured by the alien, and you don't see it till the end. So I was kind of wondering, if after she saw that and she knew this is the part she was playing, she wasn't too interested in that part, and she felt that she'd rather give more time to her band and miss out on this since it wasn't, quote, starring role.
I wouldn't go that far. I would think that, you know, there might be other factors involved in it, and she just said, you know what, we're kind of busy here, and I know it's going to hurt Pat, but I think she'd tell you up and up if she didn't like the role.
Mm, you may be right.
It's still a slap. It's still a slap in the face. It is. I mean, yeah. At such a late time.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, especially when, you know, I was led to believe that everything was good with David and his wife as far as the movie, because they watched the movie and the whole bit. We were talking how we got to plan it and the whole bit. So I don't know. It was like drop the bomb. So we'll see what happens. But you know what? It's 27 years later.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
27 years later, and we always move on and on and on. So it wouldn't surprise me if we do move on this year with other people. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah. And, you know, you just can't keep filling the void anymore. It's like I said, we're not 25 or 30 years, or hell, we're not even 50 years old anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So it gets harder and harder,
we're
right?
We're well past that landmark.
Well, you know, folks are going to have to bring Marshall down so he could star in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Then you'd have to do Godzilla. I'd be Godzilla.
Forget that.
I'd be Godzilla. So if you're ever going to do Godzilla, let me know.
Okay.
And I'll be your Godzilla. I'll even get the costume.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's recap this long 4th of July forecast that starts today and goes through Monday.
Yeah, sunny to partly cloudy and more humid, hot, low to mid-90s today, then showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Some could be severe tomorrow, 80 to 85, but partly sunny, less humid weather Sunday and Monday, mid-80s.
Now, this is the last time we speak to you till Tuesday.
That's right. I'll be back on Tuesday.
Now, is anybody, I didn't look at the note, is anybody, is it just...
Yeah, Dan Henry is on Monday.
Is he going to do live or just MP3s?
No, he's just doing MP3s.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, Pat, I want you to have a happy 4th and the days that lead up to it as well.
And do the same. Be safe, everybody, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.